You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 230 for the 18th of August, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's episode, we're going to learn about the cliff dwelling and rock art site in Arizona known as Honanki. Honanki Heritage Site is located in the Cochino National Forest, about 15 miles west of Sedona, Arizona. It was inhabited by the Sanagua people of the ancient Pueblo peoples and ancestors of the Hopi from about 1100 to 1300 AD. Palaki Heritage Site is nearby, also in the Coconino National Forest, and is a set of ancient cliff dwellings as well. The Honanki and Palaki archaeological sites were first studied by Jesse Walter Fuchs of the Smithsonian Institution. He excavated in 1895 and 1911 during his studies of Hopi migration traditions. It was Fuchs that named the site Honanki, which means bear house in the Hopi language. Honanki was one of the largest prehistoric pueblos in the Verde Valley, now home to many wineries. Those wines aren't too bad either. In fact, this period in the southern Sanagua prehistory is called the Honanki phase. Many of the cliff dwellings in the area west of Sedona were occupied during the Honanki phase. A wooden bear found in the architectural ruins was given a tree ring date known as dendrochronology of 1271. Based on that and other archaeological evidence, it's thought that the Sanagua occupation of Honanki was probably between 1130 and 1280 BC. As with many large prehistoric structures and modern ones, there were multiple phases of construction. When you've got a good location, you rebuild after a disaster. For example, there is evidence of a fire destroying the eastern end. The fire-marked stones were used to build new rooms. Pictographs are another key feature of the site. Some of them were apparently present before the cliff-dwelling structures and date to 2000 BCE, or before the Common Era. Most of the pictographs were added by the Sanagua people, however, between 900 and 1300 CE. There are also pictographs dating to between 1400 and 1875 CE that are attributed to the Yavapai and Apache people. Thanks for listening, and check out the APN stickers and now coffee mugs on the website at archpodnet.com/shop. That's archpodnet.com/shop.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle.
And edited by Richie Cruz.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.